Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Abe Hamilton, and Walker Wildman. Walker, what do you got on our Facebook page?
Well, I posted the Todd Starnes story about the young man in South Mississippi who volunteered to carry the veteran's casket at his funeral because they didn't have any family and friends. So that's encouraging, and I posted that there. We're also doing Facebook Live on Today's Issues, so you can watch the show there.
All right. Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
With OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. Steve, good morning to you. What's on your – we talked about Kim Burrell.
I brought a couple clips I want to – if we could go back just for a second. But before I do that, just to let our listeners know, top of the page at OneNewsNow.com, you can read about the Democrats having a God problem, a religion problem. They just are kind of – and they are antagonistic towards religion, and I took a look at that, and that's an article.
Except for the African Americans in the Democrat Party, they're pretty religious.
We also have a poll question up. We want to know if you want to go to OneNewsNow.com. We want to know if there's anything you think you'd like the Republicans to keep in Obamacare. We'll give you a couple of things like keeping your kids on your insurance until you're 25 and that kind of stuff. So that's at OneNewsNow.com. I heard you guys talking a little bit about the Kim Burrell controversy. I don't know that Ms. Burrell is really that shaken up about not going on Ellen, but she's up for some awards, and she has put her reputation is on the line now.
For those who don't know who she is, she's a singer. That's fairly well known, and she
gospel singer, right?
Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated. She's going to be a part of a soundtrack of a new movie that's coming out. The movie's called what, Abe?
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figure.
And I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a major motion picture. It's going to be out very soon.
Yep.
And
Kevin Costner's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal, and so she sings on there with. Pharrell
yes. Williams,
and
he's
a very well known singer himself. So they do a duo on there. Well, she is also a pastor, I guess,
a preacher
at a church in Houston, Texas, and she made some comments about homosexuality being perverted. So, well, that's taken personally in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but they just. They get all worked up about stuff like that.
And this first clip is
what are we about to hear?
This first clip is part of that sermon. It's a little difficult to understand, so turn up your radio and get the kids quiet for a second. And this is part of the sermon that we can play on the air here.
That sin nature, I did not want to be able, but that perverted homosexual spirit is a spirit of delusion and confusion, and it has deceived many men and women. And it's caused a stain on the body of Christ. And those homosexual spirits have been angry and they come up against it. You gotta love everybody. Spit out of the serpent.
Come on.
You cannot give instruction to God holiness with that much perversion.
You cannot get instruction in holiness with that much perversion, she says.
Well, so. Abe, what's anti-biblical about what she just said?
Nothing. I mean, it is almost as
you
if
mean
she
the Bible
be...
preaches bigotry.
Well, the Bible also says that Jesus would be the stone of stumbling. So, if you're offended, people may describe that offense as being bigotry, but the Bible does not preach bigotry, and in fact, telling the truth about homosexuality. Is loving, contrary to popular belief.
And that's what she gave a verbal explanation on, she recorded this, and I'd like to play the second clip, Brent, if you could. This is her kind of explaining, dealing with the backlash that she's gotten over this.
Don't you dare be discouraged. Don't you dare let what these people are saying think that it's rocking my world. Mm-mm. I'm not to be shaken. Because I'm out here for God. And I came on here because I love people. To every person that is dealing with the homosexual spirit that has it, I love you because God loves you. But God hates the sin in you and me. Anything that is against the nature of God. I'm called to do what God called me to do. And that's it. And I do it with passion, just as I pray all of you will. Live with passion.
That's good preaching.
Boy, yeah. if only the majority of American pastors would say what she just said.
Right.
This moral clarity, maybe we could bring it back to the churches.
And I like the fact that she said, look, what these people are saying about me is not rocking my world. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, here, let's take a step back here. Now, I doubt she's going to win a Grammy after this.
Yeah, not now.
You know, she's not, because the Hollywood and entertainment crowd have no problem mocking and ridiculing Christianity, okay, constantly in movies and television programs, and they mock Christianity. They say exactly what they want to say about our beliefs through their art. But when you have a preacher who says, as she has said, what the Bible says about homosexuality, then they cover their ears and they say, horror of horrors. So, you know, we talked about, you know, the hypocrisy of those who refuse to participate in the Trump inaugural events, but who refuse to allow the Kleins or Baronelle Stutzman to do the same when it comes to their beliefs. This hypocrisy should not come as any surprise to us.
Kim Burrell, Burrell. Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was going to say, and my prayer is, because we talked at length about the statistics, George Barna shared that only 9% of Christians actually have a biblical worldview. Part of my prayer is that the pastors in our country will gain encouragement and strength from Donald Trump's election, showing that it doesn't matter the popular mantra bantied about by the media elite. It doesn't matter what the Hollywood elite says. It doesn't matter what the appearance of popular culture says. If we stand on God's principle, the Lord is still in the business of empowering David to slay Goliath. So my prayer is that that encouragement will resonate in America's pulpits, where we will return to preaching the unmitigated truth of God's word across the board, not only in the areas of homosexuality, but across the board. John Adams said that the actual fire for the American Revolution began around the America's kitchen tables and in America's pulpits. If we could get the truth reinfused there, we have hope for our country.
Good. Here is one thing that we have to contend with today and face this truth. I mean the Christian community who follows the biblical teaching on human sexuality. And this is what Farrell, her co-singer, I guess, on one of these. This is what the modern liberal elite and Hollywood elite, this is what they subscribe to, okay? You cannot believe religiously that homosexuality is a sin. You can't say that God loves the sinner but hates the sin, as Kim Burrell just said. Burrell just said. So that used to be commonly understood, and people accepted that. Liberals, conservatives, moderates. You could say, listen, I don't hate anybody, but my religion teaches me through the scripture that there are certain behaviors that are sinful, and homosexual behavior is and always has been taught in Christianity until the last 15, 20 years to be incompatible. The Methodist Book of Doctrine, Book of Discipline, I think, uses the expression that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. Mm. However you want to express it, it's not an acceptable behavior to God, and that's been the Christian teaching forever. Well, what I'm saying is you can't hold that view any longer and you are an outcast. You are unacceptable. You have to say, you can't say homosexuality is a sin, and you believe that Romans 1, the Bible, for example, teaches this. You subscribe to that view, you have no place in society. Okay, you're an illegitimate human being.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what's being pushed today by the Hollywood crowd and the liberal elite news media and so forth. Well, that can't exist. You see what I'm saying? You can't coexist, right there. And the other side is quick to admit it. They'll say, yeah, I want these people, they're the basket of deplorables. Mm-hmm. I want them out of the country, or I want them out of
the public square.
Or I want them out of work. I want them homeless, because they should not hold that theological view.
Right.
So it's the thought police mm-hmm. at control here. And they will ruin you economically if they can. But Kim Burrell, God bless her, she's just sticking with the Bible here. I don't know her. I don't know what kind of church she goes to or teaches at. But her understanding of human sexuality as it relates to the Scripture is correct.
Right on.
You're listening to the radio program, Today's Issues. Steve, thanks for coming by. What do you got? What's on the lead story on OneNewsNow.com?
Right now we're talking about, I've got a story today about the Democrats having a God problem, but also talked to our friend Sammy Rodriguez of the National Council of Hispanics, and he is going to be doing something he knows but can't tell us for the inauguration. Either he said he's going to either be praying or he's going to be reading scripture at the inauguration.
Wow, great.
You can read about that at onenewsnow.com.
He's been on our program many times. Yeah. He's a good man. And Sammy Rodriguez, thank you so much. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. There's something related to this story with Kim Burrell, related topically, that I want to talk about. Dr. Alex McFarland is joining us for the next 15 minutes. Alex is heard each weekday afternoons with the program Exploring the Word with Bert Harper, Brother Bert Harper, at 3:05 Central Time each afternoon. Alex, good afternoon to
good
you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
You're in North Carolina, so it's Eastern Time, so it is afternoon.
Yes.
Hey, Alex, you don't know what we're going to ask you about, but I'm going to set this up and get your comment on it. We were talking about Kim Burrell here, the singer. Right. Something happened at the Passion Conference in Atlanta, which I didn't know about till yesterday. This is the over the New Year's weekend or whatever.
Weekend, yeah.
It's the annual event hosted by Louis Giglio at the Georgia Dome. 55,000, I think, young people / millennials in attendance. It's a wonderful event that Louis Giglio started, and they've been having Beth Moore and John Piper and other well-known and well-respected Bible teachers over the years. So my kids, Walker, you went a couple
times,
didn't
you? Yeah, I've been twice.
Yeah,
my son has been.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very what a wonderful idea, and to get – kids together, young people together, to study the Word of God and worship the Lord, commit themselves to following Christ is a great thing, and we commend Louis Giglio and the others responsible for that. However, something happened over the weekend which was troubling, and that is Louis Giglio, I guess, invited the well-known popular singer, Carrie Underwood. She's a very popular country singer.
Yeah.
To the Passion to sing a couple of songs for everybody. Well, the problem is that Carrie Underwood is openly embracing of homosexual marriage and the homosexual lifestyle. In fact, she, Ed, you know about this, right?
Yeah, and she stirred up controversy a couple of years ago, as did her pastor, Stan Mitchell, who's pastor of Grace Point Church in Nashville. A couple of years ago, Carrie Underwood told The Independent in 2012, so she stirred this up a little bit earlier. She said, "Our church is gay friendly."
You're quoting Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. "Our church is gay friendly. Above all, God wanted us to love others. It's not about setting rules or everyone has to be like me. No, we're all different. That's what makes us special. We have to love each other and get on with each other. It's not up to me to judge anybody." Her pastor clarified the beliefs
she
of the church.
She checked all the liberal boxes there with that.
All the liberal boxes.
Yeah.
And his position, he said the position of Grace Point Church is that homosexuals have the full privileges of membership in our church, and we fully support homosexuals who are Christian, even to the point of doing same-sex marriages.
This is Carrie Underwood's pastor.
Yes.
So now you have, which Carrie Underwood, I've never been to one of her concerts, and she is a very gifted singer. And as far as country music goes, she's probably clean, you know, in her music and in her message. So I'm not questioning that at all.
She had the Jesus Take the Wheel song.
Yeah, so I'm sure she's a wonderful mother and human being. That's not the issue. The issue here, Alex, I want to ask you, is the embracing of homosexuality by evangelical Christians like Louis Giglio here allowing Carrie Underwood to get before 55,000 people, and she's well known to be for gay marriage and for the gay lifestyle. This is a very troubling time for American millennials, Christian millennials who are struggling with this issue in terms of what the Bible says versus what popular culture demands of them. And it was very disappointing to me to see Louis Giglio extend the invitation to someone like Carrie Underwood, who's completely wrong on this LGBT issue.
Exactly. I mean, it's really sad how...
Why would he do something like that, do you think?
Well, the standards of the evangelical world have really diminished and fallen in recent years. I mean, I remember when, 20 years ago when Sandy Patty got a divorce and she kind of disappeared for 2 years and ditto for like Michael English. And now, especially among evangelicals that are, you know, say 35 and younger, moral issues just do not matter to them, which is very, very unfortunate. And, you know, when Carrie Underwood said to the Independent that, you know, what this is about, we're to love people, we don't make rules, that is such a distortion of what the Word of God says. There's a lot we could say, but here's the summary. We as a church, because people are lost, we have the Great Commission, and one day we're going to stand before God, we must restore the authority of Scripture. And the Word of God is eminently clear on sexual sin, specifically homosexual sin. All homosexual activity is sin. And the sad thing, I mean, read Matthew 7, 21 through 24. There are going to be a lot of people who stand before Jesus one day, and they were religious, and they knew the lingo, and they dabbled in the things of the church, and Jesus is going to say, I never knew you.
Mm. Yeah, it's just, Abe, why do you think this kind of thing goes on? Again, it's a Christian conference, 50,000, 55,000, there to hear some wonderful Bible teachers who've been around for a long time, who greatly admired by Christians around the country. And again, they had the David Crowder Band, and Chris Tomlin, I'm sure, appeared because he's good friends with.
Yeah.
So why would you bring somebody on stage like Carrie Underwood at an event like this who believes in same-sex marriage?
Well, Tim, I'll tell you why. Forgive me for interrupting.
Yeah, go ahead. Why would you do something like that? Just go ahead.
It's about putting bodies in seats. Mm-hmm. And hey, I've rented 39 coliseums around the country and major buildings, and I know it's expensive. And listen, Louis Giglio is a great minister who's done a lot of great work, but when you have a big name on the poster, that means your bottom line is going to come closer to being in the black.
Now, I don't know if her name was on the poster or not. I would have to check.
No, she was. She
it was a surprise performance.
It was a surprise performance.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
he's put 55,000 people in the stadium without big secular celebrities before. So,
but it's buzz. It's yeah.
Okay. I got you.
It's publicity.
It's the air of this is a big event, and you know when you get international celebrities on your stage,
gotcha.
That's good for the brand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's good for the brand, maybe. But
what's disappointing is you take away that Carrie Underwood singing, you know, and trying to put her up on the stage. You take that away, and this is a great event. Great John Piper,
Beth Moore,
Francis Chan,
Louis Giglio.
Yeah, very in depth Bible teachers. I mean that the conference they put on is a great conference. But you put this in, it just spoils the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, think about this for a minute, and then we can maybe move on to another topic. But You have 55,000, as I said, this is young people, and they're Christians. They're there to learn the Word of God and to worship the Lord. And what a wonderful, as I say, the thing to do with your time during the New Year's break. And this issue of homosexuality and LGBT and transgendered, this is all in popular culture right now. It's talked about. And these Christian young people are looking for consistency and biblical understanding so they can contend with the culture.
Yeah.
Today, and then for somebody like Louis Giglio to not have any more discernment than to put somebody like Carrie Underwood up there, who's, as I said, this isn't hidden. She's proud of the right. fact that she believes homosexuality is compatible.
Well, and
with
I would
Christian
just ask,
teaching.
I would just ask Louis Giglio if that does not disqualify her from being on the platform during your Passion event. What would disqualify her?
Yeah.
At what point, question. Louis Giglio, do you say Carrie Underwood cannot appear on the stage in front of these young people for whom I am now responsible before God?
Yeah.
Because that's my question for Louis Giglio. I understand this is a hot topic. You may say, listen, we don't expect, you know, our people to, you know, agree with us on, you know, baptism. We have some Arminians. We have some, you know, Calvinists who speak. Okay, but this is an issue that is clear in Scripture. As you said, Tim, is a divisive issue in the church. And this is, you know, when I look at these kind of things, I go to 1 John chapter 4. This is what the apostle says. He says, we are from God. He's speaking about the apostles. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen, in other words, to what the apostles teach. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. When you look at a clear-cut statement like that, that tells me that Carrie Underwood and her pastor and her church are under the influence of the spirit of error when it comes to this issue. They have rejected the clear word of Christ's apostles, and that means they are not from God. They are running the risk of being not from God. And Jesus said, it is better for you never to have been born than for you to cause one of these young people to stumble. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is serious business, and the church had better get clued into that. Or, as you said, Alex, there are going to be some people on Judgment Day who Jesus is going to dispense with them.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, I'll tell you what would disqualify her or anybody else from, you know, being on the celebrity circuit in evangelicalism, and that's to be homophobic or Islamophobic.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, to say or do something phobic, you know, and, well, we need, Ed, as you so articulately said, I mean, we need to restore the authority. You said the apostles' teaching. That's the Word of God. That's
right.
The New Testament.
Yeah, again, I want to applaud the things that Louis Giglio and his team have done over the years with this Passion Conference in Atlanta. What a wonderful idea. And I'm sure 99.9% of it has been awesome. It's just to think he lacks discernment on something as important as sexual morality in this day and age by inviting somebody who embraces LGBT to sing to 55,000 young people is stunning to me, quite frankly, right. A man of his spiritual depth. All right, Abe, Ed, Walker. Walker, where's our Today's Issues Facebook page?
Yeah, go to Facebook and type in Today's Issues.
And thank you so much, Alex.
God bless you guys.
All right, talk to you later. Have a great day, everybody. Keep listening to AFR.